Hi everyone. So this is officially the first episode of Taking It Easy, and I have a very, very important question. Joki, it's being asked to me from quite a few many people, because right now a lot of you are joining your new colleges. This is the first time that you've done your class 12th, and now you officially know, hopefully know, where you'll go to college. And now you're probably asking your seniors ki, but yeah, what's the best way to live my college life? You know, I'm hearing that, you know, all these packages are happening, all these big companies come to your campus. You know, I want to make the most of my college life. I want to be productive, this and that. So today's podcast is going to be about how to make sure that you make the most of your four-year BTEC degree. Now, this might change from person to person, but I've followed this path, and I am still following this path, and I don't really regret following this exact sequence of exploration and discovery throughout my college life. And I would suggest each and every one of you to listen and think about what I have to say. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 3 of Take It Easy. Fresher, you know, if I could go back as a fresher, I would do some things differently for sure. But when I think about it, I feel that maybe all those mistakes and experiences have made me who I am. You know, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't done all those mistakes. But to be honest, there were a lot of mistakes that could have genuinely been avoided, because when I was a fresher, when I joined my engineering college and I asked few of my seniors, those seniors were completely dumb. I mean, those were the worst people to get advice from. There were few who are very, very good, but when I spoke to a few seniors about, you know, how to live my college life and what should I focus on and what should I prioritize, they gave me some random answers that have never helped me. I get wrong advice all the time. I don't understand. I give everyone such good advice. I mean, that sounds very arrogant, but I genuinely try to help people, and I don't know why. I have had horrible seniors as a fresher. So I want to be the nice guy, the nice senior who wants to tell his juniors that, okay, this is what you need to do. So if you're a fresher and you're about to enter your college, and this is specifically for a four-year BTEC, the course I did. And again, disclaimer, the stuff that I said in my last episode, that this advice worked for me, and it's not necessary that it might work for you as well. So I think that you can split your four-year BTEC course into four different phases. The first year is about exploring each and everything, you know. People say that, you know, I'm going to enter my first year and I'm going to become the best person on college. I'm going to be the most popular person in the college. I'm going to be the president of this and that club. Going to do coding, going to make programming my passion and stuff like that. Please, you have plenty of time to do all of that. Spend your first year exploring. And by exploring, I mean attend each and every event that happens in your college. Go have food at every good place nearby your college. Make as many friends as you can. If you find an opportunity to talk to new people, talk to as many people as you can. I stayed at a place where Bangalore and Pondicherry was nearby, so I used to go there and, you know, explore as much as you can. And I know that a lot of you would take this exploration in a bad way. So I want to put a disclaimer that whatever you explore, you need to make sure that it happens in a very safe and protective way. Avoid bad habits. A lot of people are going to come and tell you that, dude, let's try drinking, let's try smoking. And I know it's a very common trend. A lot of you are doing this, but I would still recommend you to delay. Actually, to be honest, I would recommend you to never do it. Like, never, ever, ever try it in the first place. But if you have a different mindset, if you think that it's okay, try to delay smoking and alcoholism as much as you can. Because if you enter your first year and start drinking and smoking in the first year itself, you will absolutely spend your first year first getting into bad habits and spend your second year getting out of those bad habits and spend the third year fixing whatever losses you did in your first and second year. I have a lot of friends who did that and they regret doing all of it. So I would recommend you that if you were not into drinking and smoking, do not take up these bad habits. If you want to enter a relationship, enter it with a person who genuinely likes you. Stay in your limits, do things that are appropriate, try to, you know, keep things balanced out, and of course, do things in a safe way. So spend your first year trying to, you know, check out whatever is available around your campus, you know, what all clubs are there, what kind of subjects are being taught, you know, talk to all kinds of people, because when we are young, we often have these assumptions about some people. So if you see a guy with a lot of tattoos, you'll think that, ah, he's too cool for me, dude. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm going to talk to a guy who's probably getting a 50 lakh package. You know, maybe that's the kind of guy I want to be. So don't do that. Don't have these assumptions about yourself. Don't have assumptions about the world. And talk to as many people as you can. Your second year should be a little more filtered. So now that you've explored a lot of stuff in your first year, you've tried working for a lot of people, you've tried working in multiple clubs and chapters, you've tried learning different kinds of skills. Second year is about filtering stuff that you genuinely liked. So if you were talking to 25 people in your first year each and every day, talk to 4 people. If you were working for 3 or 4 clubs, work for 1 club. If you were interested in 5-6 things, fix on 2 or 3. And, you know, make sure that you filter whatever goes into your head. You can't say yes to everything forever. There's a limit to saying yes. Also, one more thing that I forgot about first year is that make sure that you maintain a good GPA in your first semester itself. So I'll tell you what's going to happen. As soon as you enter your college, there are going to be 2 kinds of people, 2 kinds of good students. We're not talking about students who never studied. I'm talking about 2 kinds of good students. The first category of the good student is going to be the person who studied so much in class 12th that now he has decided to stop all of it. And he's going to try his best to convince you that, dude, we just studied so much in class 12th. First year is supposed to be chilling and, you know, going out and having fun. We'll figure it out in year 2. You know, we'll raise our CGPA in year 2 and year 3. We have a 4-year course, dude. First year is supposed to be fun. Do not listen to that bullshit advice. That's the worst advice ever. Thank God I didn't follow any of my friends who asked me to take a chill pill in the first year itself. Because I'll tell you what the thing is. In your first year, the syllabus is easiest. And most of the people are not interested to study. So if you study well, you score very easily. Your subjects become difficult as you go ahead. Second reason is that when you are in your first year, you begin from a fresh slate. So if you get an 8.5 GPA or a 9 GPA, it's 9 CGPA. Your current GPA is your CGPA. And if you get 9 twice in your first year because the subjects are so easy, your CGPA itself becomes 9. Now, if you chill out in your first year and you get a 7 CGPA, a 7 GPA in your first semester, a 7.5 GPA in your second semester, your CGPA becomes 7.25. And even if you decide to study well, and if you get a 9 GPA in your second year, your overall CGPA is still 7.9 or 8.1, something of that sort. And this is a very ideal case scenario, because what happens is that once you get into that segment of scoring 7 to 8 GPAs in your first year, your subconscious automatically limits you towards that number. If a person scores good marks in his first year, he automatically gets his own confidence back and he starts to study more. But once you score bad in your first year, it's very, very difficult to come out of that mental barrier. You think that it's impossible for you to score again, and then you only fall down with your CGPA. So it's very, very important that you score more in your first year. And if you want to chill, chill out in second year or third year, but make sure that you work hard in your first year so that you're confident enough about your own abilities. Otherwise, you will always, always have a difficult time gaining a better grip on your own CGPA. So we'll consider that you've studied well, whatever advice that I'm giving you, it's not academic advice. We'll cover academic advice some other day. Today is generic advice. So first year, explore everything. Second year is filtering out stuff. And third year is to make sure that whatever you did in second year encashes. So for example, in my case, when I was in my second year, I realized that, dude, I love design. I love marketing. I love pitching. So I took these three things and I became really, really good at it. So I spent my second year becoming good at what I like. So spend your second year meeting seniors who are good at what you're interested in, learning as much as you can from YouTube, Coursera, Udemy, Code Academy, wherever you want to do it, and become very good at it. And in third year, encash all of that. Utilize all of your knowledge. Now, what do I mean when I say utilize? The thing is, people learn a lot of stuff and they never really use it. They never really reach to that stage of performance where they actually use whatever they know. I know a lot of people who are like, nah, dude, we'll do something when we know that. We'll do something when we're prepared. We'll go to a competition when we're good enough. Stop with that. You need to perform. You need to perform. You need to win. And you need to get some money out of it. If not money, some sort of benefit, some sort of encashment out of all the knowledge that you've learned. Otherwise, you'll spend your entire college life just on your laptop, getting your virtual certificates and nothing in the real world. So spend your third year going to competitions, going to meetups, signing up for online freelancing, you know, if possible, travel. I was very lucky when I was in my third year, I got an opportunity to visit MIT, the one in Boston, for their Hack MIT. I came back, I went to Hack Harvard, I came back, I got selected for Microsoft's Imagine Cup, I went to Australia, a fully paid trip. So I spent my third year only performing. I stopped learning and I performed with what I did. And it's not like I completely stopped learning in my third year. See, you learn completely different sort of stuff when you're on the field, when you're actually performing. There is a limit to what you can learn from your laptops and from YouTube. You need to perform in order to raise your levels. So spend your third year performing on stuff that you truly like and doing stuff on your own and, you know, encashing it as much as you can, building up your profile, making a website, building up your resume. But do this all in third year. So if you think that, oh my God, I don't have a very good CV in my first year, I don't have a very good profile in my second year, dude, you have plenty of time. Learn as much as you can in your second year and build your profile in third year. By the end of the third year, you'll have plenty of shit to put on that one CV, dude. Now, fourth year, this is where the important part comes in. So throughout this time, you need to make sure that your CGPA is good enough. I don't know what CGPA is good enough in your college. In my college, above 8.5 or a 9.0 CGPA is a very, very good CGPA. So that was my aim. So I have been blessed. I have been thoroughly blessed. I have a 9.10 CGPA before my placement and I feel very, very calm. And I want you all to feel the same peace of mind. You know, get a good CGPA so that you have your confidence in your own hands. They are mere digits. To be honest, they're just numbers, but they have a very, very, very huge role on your subconscious and on your parents' subconscious as well. And I think people treat you differently when you score well. I'm sorry. So fourth year is not for learning your passions. It's not for networking. It's not for exploring. It's not for performing. Fourth year, according to me, should be focused on placements, on getting a job. And of course, this is for people who are looking for jobs right after their BTEC. So if you're planning to do a master's right after your BTEC, I'm not the best person to get advice from. So this case is for people who want to get into a job right after their BTEC. If you're into master's, if you want to do an MBA or something like that, then I don't really know what the best path is. But if you want to do a job, a technical job right after your BTEC, you need to spend your fourth year preparing for your placements. Now, this involves preparing yourself for the industry. If you want to enter the programming industry, making sure that you know all the concepts, you're good at your algorithms, you prepare yourself on Geeks for Geeks, you have a good CV, you have a good portfolio, you have a good HackerRank profile, and you know, you're good at your stuff and you're putting it out there. You're making your LinkedIn account, you're sending out your CVs, you go to career pages, you see what kind of jobs are available, you see their job requirements, you see that, are these job requirements fulfilled by me? And if they are not fulfilled by me, what all do I need to do to enter into that domain where I am eligible for a very good job. Because in the end, no one cares how popular you were in your college. No one cares how many competitions you won, how many places you traveled, how good you are at your passion. They will in the end ask you where you're working and how much money are you making out of it. And to land up in a good, good company, doing the work that you truly love, you need to make sure that your focus is on getting placed in a good company. So your fourth year is supposed to be focusing on getting a good job, making enough contacts to reach a good place, doing a job that you truly love, focusing on your internship, focusing on your last year project. So don't try to learn new skills in your fourth year, you know, or don't try to travel the world in your fourth year for competitions. I mean, just focus on your placements. I mean, I'm not stopping you from doing all of this, but prioritize. So first priority in your fourth year should be your placements and getting a job and securing a good cash, you know, package, a good offer, because, you know, money is a very, very big thing. I mean, not in reality. I mean, if you look at the bigger picture, it's generally not the only thing on this planet, but it has a major role. I will not lie to any of you. Even if your dad is a millionaire, even if he's a billionaire, it's very important for you to generate your own money. And we will discuss more about this, because I had a very, very incorrect concept about money, and we will go through this in the upcoming episodes, what I understood about money. And money is a very, very important concept. It's not what you think. It's probably, if you're a fresher, if you're straight out of college, and if you belong to a simple family background like I did, you probably need to know more about money than you already do. So we are already at 16 minutes. I don't want to take too much of your time. So we'll go back and revise on what we discussed. So 4-year BTEC, split it into 4 phases. Spend your first year exploring, meeting as many seniors as you can, having as much as fun as you can, taking things lightly, exploring clubs and chapters, exploring what all opportunities are available in your campus, what all opportunities are available around your campus. Don't panic about your CV, your resume, your jobs. You have plenty of time for that. Spend second year becoming good at what you like. So you've filtered out 4 or 5 people, build strong relationships with them. You've chosen out this one club that you really, really like. Work very, very hard for that club. If you are interested in certain subjects, certain technical subjects, learn as much as you can from YouTube for free. And spend as much as time meeting people who are good at stuff that you like. Third year is for performance. Go to as many competitions as you can. Go to as many hackathons as you can. Go to as many meetups, conferences, research meetups, international trips, whatever you can. Get your international trips funded. You know, there are too many ways to get your trips funded. We will have a lesson on that as well, how to get your trips funded. And you know, spend your third year in cashing on all that information that you have learned in the past year, and spend your fourth year making sure that you get a good job at a good company where you work on a subject that you truly love. So that's about it. I hope that I was able to give you some clarity on this. A lot of people will disagree with what I said, and that happens. And I'm not going to say this again and again, so I might say this right now. A lot of people will disagree with what I have to say, because these are my opinions. These are not laws. These are not rules. And whatever worked for me might not work for you. So just hear my opinion, and in the end, do what's compatible for you and your family. Again, I am saying this. What's compatible for you and your family? Because don't forget your family, don't forget your financial conditions, don't forget your background, don't forget your family's plans. Sit with your family, discuss what suits them, and then take action. Because your parents might be, as my friends say, outdated or old school, but they are your well-wishers. And their gut always works the best for you. So if you're not on the same page with your parents, get them on the same page. You might be wrong, they might be wrong, but get on the same page. And in the end, take a decision that's beneficial for you and your parents and your career, of course. So that was it. Episode 2 of Take It Easy. This was Ansh Mehra. I'll meet you next time. Bye-bye.